And it's very important that Florida keep her past. And I'm just but one of the few writers who, and I have not even scratched the surface of the richness and deepness of the lore and legends of Florida.
In summer or winter, the ocean is calling me back to Florida sand, sand, sand. To Florida sand, sand, sand.
Musician Pete Seeger once wrote, "Will McLean's songs will be sung as long as there is a Florida." Will McLean lived a simple life, always steering away from fame and fortune just when it seemed he had achieved it. Most of the time he traveled the state in dilapidated vehicles, only taking with him a bag of taters and onions, a fishing hook, and a bottle of cheap wine, pawning many of his guitars. In a never-before-aired interview, McLean shared his story in 1985, just 5 years before his death.
I'm far beyond being a millionaire. I'm a millionaire a million times over. I'm rich in the beauty of Florida and nature. But the thing is, you're speaking about wealth. I feel that having experienced the birthing of these things that come out of me, and being in places where they actually happen, you just could not put any monetary value on it, because this is so far beyond it. And I can eat beans and cornbread. I have, or I can live off the land without hurting too many things. Another thing too, I've had some wonderful times with Mr. Grape. We've dirt dived all over Florida. God, it's been wonderful. I wouldn't trade it for this room full of gold or anything else.
The earthy spirit lives on today in many of the Florida songwriters attending the annual Will McLean Music Festival, named in his honor. Singer-songwriter from Windsor, Dale Kreider.
I think he made a lot of people in Florida aware that they could write and sing and dance and perform Florida.
Away we I'll go when the sun sinks down and the yellow moon is big and round. Away we all go, away we.
A flock of geese flying over his grandfather's home near the panhandle town of Chipley inspired Will McLean to write his first song, Away O.E., at the age of 6. It was the close relationship between grandfather and grandson following his parents' divorce that initiated his love affair with Florida and inspired thousands of songs and stories.
My grandfather was a walking computer for the history of Florida. And in 9 years, he put more of Florida lore and legend into me than I don't see how in the world I could absorb it all. I never heard him sing a song. He'd just go around, bam, blam, blam, bam, 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 blam, blam, bam, bam. He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, you know. But, I don't even know what to say. I loved him, and he loved me. And we had 9 beautiful years together.
The green turtle comes in the dark of the moon to this lonely spit of land, and crawls from the waters amongst the quiet dunes and buries her eggs in the sand. Where the dark-streamed waters run, almost strangers to the sun, ghostly dancers early morn, paying homage to green corn. Seminole, Seminole.
as a wild hog in a hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows it's hurt for tushes, dark to brown and yellow sand. It was on.
Florida's Black Hat Troubadour was known for his genteel manner, but his voice thundered on the old marble stage of the Florida Folklife Festival in White Springs. He captured stories and song about green turtles laying eggs on the shores of St. Augustine, and sandhill cranes in Payne's Prairie, and some not-so-pretty stories about a wild hog in Gulf Hammock, and a panther chase resulting in a deadly encounter with a snake in Tate's Hill.
He leaned back to rest, and his eyes did not see. The big rattler struck him above the bent knee. The lick was so hard that a sprawling he fell. This was a beginning of poor old Tate's Hill.
Will had his own unique way of putting words together. Nobody can duplicate that. But who would write a song about the stinking red tide, make you gag and puke? Song about Tate's Hill, got body turned green.
Singer-songwriter Don Grooms, one of Will McLean's closest musical buddies.
Will liked songs about individual human beings, and if you pay attention to his repertoire of songs, there was Cush Holston, there was Scotty the drummer, the guy in Tate's Hill, there was Osceola.
In a dungeon deep at St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept when Wildcat said, "Oh, Chief, I beg you go."
Will McLean inspired many songwriters to explore the heritage of the state and themselves. A Native American, Grooms remembers how McLean encouraged him to write the story of the bloody skirmish between the Spanish explorers and Native Americans in Payne's Prairie.
I came up with a 5-minute song called Vida Chuco, and I played that for Will, and he listened to it and said, "Would you play that for me again?" And when I finished, he said, "Grooms, you have finally justified your existence." When I recorded it, Will played the harmonica.
When De Soto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, "Bring all those Indians to me." Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Marched on across the Swanee.
One of the first singer-songwriters to carry on Will McLean's love for Florida through song is musician and wildlife biologist Dale Kreider. Kreider's entertained national and international audiences with his wildlife and wilderness songs, and he credits his beginning to Will McLean.
Lord, hold back the water of Lake Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee, water is cold. When wild winds are blowing across
Hold Back the Waters was the song that started my whole career in writing about the environment. Will was singing that on the stage at the Florida Folk Festival, and I said, yeah, you know, that if it can be that good, you know, to sing about a place, a region, or a object in Florida, that, you know, I can do that.
When the water receded, good God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned black as the night.
As Will McLean dirt daubered all over Florida, he made frequent stops at Dale Kreider's home on the shores of Noonan's Lake near Windsor.
He never had an 8-to-5 job, never really worked at doing anything what you might call a menial task. He didn't have a garden. The most he would do would be just carry his guitar or his fishing tackle box and or cut a bamboo cane for his fishing, something like that. But he just basically did that. And he had this extension cord in his van or car, whatever he was driving. It was always pretty beat up, and he would, it was all wound up, and it hung on the side of this, of the back seat, and when you would let him, he would plug that into your electrical outlet, and he could have a light then, and he would stay there until you unplugged him, and then when you unplugged him, he would get the hint that he needed to roll his electrical cord up and go on to another place. And he had certain spots that he liked to hit. And here was one of the spots.
Our cloth ever flowing through some dark.
Both Dale Kreider and Don Grooms helped to disperse Will McLean's ashes into the Ocklawaha River on January 24, 1990. Kreider emotionally recalls how his friend's last wishes coincided so well with his ongoing desire to return to the land where the wind is born.
And all of a sudden, this huge big cloud of ashes formed, and the water just turned sort of creamy colored, and it started floating down, and here came the school of minnows. And there must have been 1,000 minnows in these, and they just had a feeding frenzy on Will's ashes. And I sat there, and all this was just coming in, and I just was flushing with tears, and all of these minnows were sort of consuming this great spirit of this guy and physical body, you know, and like I envisioned that night there were herons and egrets that caught minnows which had Will's ashes in them and flew him up to the treetops and roosted him that night. And actually his soul could have been transferred to something like a hawk.
My soul is a hawk. I'm but returned from the place the Indians call land where the wind is born. Into the quiet and lonely spaces of the upper skies soar I. The beauty of Florida below me as thermal air currents send their song through my wing feathers. And I float in ever-widening circles, yellow eyes piercing in rapture, the blues, the golds, the orange and faint pinks of sunset. And I see in the far, far distance my haven, the majestic old dead tree on whose limbs I find my soul is a hawk.
But he never had written a melody. So he asked me one time, would you put a melody to this? And I said, well, I'll try, but why don't you? He says, I don't know, I just never have put one to it. And so I worked on it, and I came up with this melody.
My soul is a hawk, and I am but returned to the place the Indians call land where the wind is born. And into the quiet and lonely spaces of the lonely skies soar I. Beauty of Florida below me, my soul is a hawk.
The Will McLean Music Festival, honoring the father of Florida folk, gets underway this Saturday morning at the Sertoma Youth Ranch, located 7 miles west of Dade City in Central Florida. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
As the thermal air currents send their songs through my wing, I soar in ever widening circles, my yellow eyes piercing, capture the blues, the golds, the oranges, and the faint pinks of sunset. And I see in that far, far distance my haven, that majestic old dead tree on whose limbs I find. My soul is a hawk, my soul is a hawk, my soul is a hawk of this land.